Everybody, it's a whole new season of the Mixtape Tales podcast. It's been a while, and it's good to be back. Hope you're well. We have a new podcast co-host. Her name is Sprout Angela Lowe, and she will be joining us on most of the shows. Coming up soon, we do have some great guests that I am working on behind the scenes, so stick around. And I know how annoyed you were when you saw a new episode of the Mixtape Tales podcast in your playlist player. So enjoy, and you know, or don't, either way. All right, so yeah, welcome back. Everybody takes a year and a half off between podcast episodes, don't they? At least the most successful ones, I think. That's true. Anyways, it is, we're trying something new and different. And I have a co-host and she's up there. I know you can't see her. She's probably down there.
I'm down here.
Who are you and what do you do? And why are you, why did I drag you into this?
I would like to know why you dragged me into this. I'd like to know why I let myself get dragged into this.
All right, so tell them who you are.
I'm Sprout.
All right.
That's about it.
Okay, fair enough. Well, see you later, guys. Oh, no. All right. So, yeah, no problem. All right, so you are, you and I have known each other like a really long time. I'm not even going to tell you how long because it makes me feel old. But, you know, I thought you would be the perfect person because I was dragging you on my little schemes. And for some reason, you always agree to do them. So I don't understand.
I think it's because your wife doesn't agree to do it.
Yes, that's very true. No, no. She just, you know.
Smarter?
Yes, she's smarter. She's smarter than both of us put together.
So. Is a little more tired of your crap than I am.
Right. Well, I mean, you live 3 hours away, so you know.
It's true.
Yeah, you don't get, you don't experience it as much, I don't think. Anyways, I don't know what I'm doing. So, if for those of you who haven't listened to every single episode of the show, I'm sure there might be one of you out there. You know, last time when I started this, the idea was I was going to talk about Huntington's disease, and I was going to have these people tell their stories, their HD stories. Then it kind of became, and then 2020 happened, and you know, and all of that. Actually, 2016 through 2020 happened, and it became very political. And I guess that was kind of the nature of the beast, I guess, a little bit. But and then the pandemic happened, and then you know, when everybody started podcasting, I'm like, you know what, I'm done. I'm not gonna podcast because you know, I'm always on the. I don't even know what I was going to say. No problem. No, I'm just explaining that that's why we took the time off. And then I kind of got back into it, started talking a little bit about HD with fantastic people like Shelby Lentz and my cousin Amanda. And then I just kind of was like, you know what? I don't want to be so serious on these podcasts. And so, because every single one of them was very serious and there's a place for that. And that'll probably happen soon-ish with some people, but for now it's just, you know, making fun of Sprout for an hour and a half or 15 minutes depending how long we record. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to bring some people back who've been on the show before who have agreed to, you know, for some reason be back on the show, and then people that haven't been. And I'm going to try really hard to kind of elevate people in like the Lima community, performers, I guess that would be the word, and you know, bands and things like that, just to kind of, you know, be cool, I guess. Whatever. So yeah, because I don't think that another Concert of Hope is ever going to happen. So this is kind of my way to do this. All of that to say, this is a new season and we'll see what happens. And some will be political because, you know, I'm soon to be an elected official. So that's new, right? Yeah. Anyways, we'll talk about that, I'm sure, a lot. The one time I'm like, okay, I'm going to go be an elected official. Then people in Ohio were like, you know what? We're not even going to vote in the primary. We're just going to push it back and we can't even agree on a map. So that's cool because Ohio. All right. So you were on this podcast a long time ago, and for the life of me, I cannot find a copy of that anywhere. I know I posted
it. So glad.
I posted it somewhere, but who knows where. And that was before, I think, even the pandemic. That was a long time ago.
It was a long time. Yeah, that was before the pandemic.
Yeah, So, you know, I talked to you on the phone when, you know, before it was cool, I guess. I don't know. So I'm going to throw some of those 2020 questions at you just because so people can get to know you, you know, and like, cause you're going to do this podcast with me and stuff. So kind of talked about in the past and all that, but I used to ask the question about what are your religious beliefs? I'll start there because why not start with religion, right?
Because it wasn't going to be serious or anything, this podcast.
It's not. It's not at all.
Well, I'm a Christian, so.
Score one for the good guys, right? See, that's all. That's all. No, but like, can you kind of talk about kind of how that all came about? Like how you, you know, how that happened in your life, I guess? Where have you, where you're like, always, did you grow up that way? Did you randomly wander into it at some point? Like,
well, I randomly met you.
What? Yeah, so, that's true.
I would say before that I was not a Christian, and I definitely probably would not even have considered myself that for the first year or two that I knew you.
Sure.
At least the first year. But I think just talking to you and going to, well, we went to church together mm-hmm. a few times yeah. early on. I remember going to your church in Ligonier with your family.
Yes.
And hanging out and getting involved in, you know, you were always interested in Christian music.
Yes. Yes.
And then you started your radio show your freshman year, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was freshman year.
Yeah. So yeah. Shortly after you came to Ball State.
That's right. I'm going to school to like, you know, do this audio, you know, TCOM thing. I might as well jump into radio. And yeah, so let's see, I'm trying to think. That show had so many different, like I did so many different shows. There was originally it was Corey Bowen and I, the Midday Midway, which I thought was a great name, but I also almost failed out of fitness walking because of it. So kids, don't schedule a radio show at the same time as your fitness walking class. Otherwise, you're,
of course you would fail fitness walking.
Because your mother and your friends will make fun of you for the rest of your life. And I always remember we played, what song was that? Was that like Roll to Me, that Delamitri song? I think we played as like,
Probably.
Or no, was it? I think it was Blister actually that we played as like the Midday Point song. We were awesome. We were great. That was a lot of fun to do that with Corey. Corey, you know, your brother's been on this show. I don't know if you even are out there somewhere, but, you know, please be a guest on my show. I haven't talked to you forever. Anyways, probably shouldn't call people out on there just in case. And then I want to say that it was, and then it was like Decaf Cows, right?
Yeah, with Natalie.
Natalie, yeah. And then it was
early morning show when no one on campus was awake.
Yes. Yes. The morning show. Oh, yes. As part of the news, we were on a, yeah, I remember, I don't remember if I ever went, but I remember we went to like Meijer and just we were obnoxious at 5 a.m. and people loved us. It was great. Mm-hmm. It was fun. It was fun. I just remember getting up and like, not wanting to go every day. I was like, okay, I'm not doing morning radio. But then, so then it just kind of became statement with, you know, with various co-hosts at various times. You kind of co-hosted that sometimes.
I did. I did it on my own a couple of times. Very, very poorly, but I.
Come on.
I did it. Right? I was there. I was the only one in the studio.
Wow. I forgot that. That's right.
Yeah.
So did you like pick the songs or did I can't imagine that I would have just said, here you go, but I might have.
I don't know. I mean, well, you know, you had your Christian music playlist. You probably gave me your CDs because weren't you mostly using your own music at that time?
Mostly, yeah.
So I probably just had, I don't remember, but it was probably just whatever was in your big old CD binder.
Binders. Those are ridiculous. I still have those around here somewhere, but I don't have all the music anymore.
It was the one night we played Weird Al.
Mm-hmm.
And we even had albums, like real albums.
Like
we
vinyl. Were. Again, yeah. Before it was cool, right?
sure. And then it was Hardcore Heaven.
It was Hardcore Heaven. And there was like a dance show for like a minute that I can't remember what we did, what it was called.
That may have been after I had graduated and left Muncie, right?
We had pretty much the entire like Saturday night at WCRD for like a minute. It was like Statement, and then it was that dance show that
I don't remember that one.
People hosted, and then Hardcore Heaven, for a little bit. But yeah, well, I think that, oh man, I'm trying to remember who these people are. I don't want to like name check anybody if I'm wrong. But yeah, a lot of different co-hosts and a lot of different people. But through it all, like Mary and Melissa Storer is always there. Like,
yes,
two people that listen to the show. I'm always like,
and they requested songs.
They did. And they'll probably listen to this if they realize that you're on.
I don't know if they will.
No, probably not. I don't know. Maybe. Like, let's see what Sprout's doing these days. So that's kind of, yeah, that's kind of where this whole thing happened. And then I kind of roped you into doing some HD benefits and making you do a lot more work than you probably should have. But, you know, I appreciated it. And then, yeah, just life. So.
Well, you did some benefits at Ball State with WCRD. There was the one at the tally room, one or two there with Sam Lewis III.
Sam Lewis III.
And what was it? Other Scum Boy was another one that played.
Yes, that's right. And there were like five people there, but they played like they were, you know, probably into a packed stadium. So that was cool.
We had Sam Lewis play several times.
Several times. Yep. And I think that they opened for. Nobody cares about any of this, but whatever. I think they opened, didn't they open for Morella's Forest at West Noble? I think that's how we kind of got connected to them through Tom Rossmanith, also a former podcast guest.
I remember Morella's Forest, but I don't remember who opened.
Yeah. Sam Lewis III, I think maybe was there. I don't know. And I know that PJ, you know, and I, you know, we were always like, emailing back and forth because it was 1995 trying to get all this stuff done. Yeah, so anyway, it's just I found him like randomly on Facebook one day and I was like, hey, remember this? And he's like, yeah, I remember. Like, it wasn't the shining moment of his life, but it's all good. Yeah, so basically that's kind of the deal here. We're just going to talk about nonsense for a little while and hope people listen to it, or at least that I'm entertained. I don't know. We were supposed to have a guest today, but there was a scheduling conflict, so we're just kind of blabbing on. This is unprepared, but this is basically just to make sure everything works. And it looks like you're looking for something, so I'm just kind of trying to.
So I don't know. I'm still looking for the name of that. It doesn't matter.
It really doesn't.
But he did kids music, and I liked it.
Yeah, yeah, and we did. There was one at. Was that a benefit? Who's that a benefit for? I don't remember.
Are you talking about, did they play Muncie one other time, like separate from us, or did we go see them in Scum Boy?
I think
it was like in a big, bright white gymnasium. I don't know why I remember.
Yeah, no, I think, yeah, no, I think so. Yeah, no, they did, because I was wearing like the Scum Boy shirt and one of the guys in Scum Boy was like, that band sucks. And I was like, I remember that. That's funny. And I was like, no, really?
Because I kind of get some of it mixed up, because we also went up north to see Cosmos Express and
All-Star United. And
yes, because I was selling merchandise. I don't know how or why I was selling merch, but somehow I got behind the merch table. I don't know.
Again, Tom Rossmanith. You can just blame Tom for that. That was one of his shows, and that was a really good show. I remember that. I was in, I think it was at the, it was in Kendallville, if I remember right.
It was at the 4-H Fairgrounds?
Mm-hmm. Why
do I remember all this ridiculous, you know?
I don't know, but when I talked to Tom on this show, he talked about an event that they did at the skating rink in Fort Wayne that had Supertones and Five Iron. And I'm like, why was I not there? Like, you would think that I would be like first in line for that. Yeah, it was sad that I wasn't.
That's odd that you weren't.
I know, right? What the heck? So anyway, fast forward a lot of years, and then started doing the HD benefits, and had some great bands on those HD benefits. Really, really good stuff, even though mm-hmm. like five people came, but it was cool.
But the bands were fantastic.
The bands were fantastic.
People missed out on not coming to those shows.
This is true. We had, I would like to think that I had absolutely nothing to do with Addison Egan, but you know, she was on the first one, one of the first ones. Yeah. And like Fever and a whole bunch of bands. I'm going to forget their name, and then they're going to get mad at me when I don't say it on the radio.
Miseria.
Yes. Miseria. RIP. And then James and the Drifters, mm-hmm. who are playing at Trax Music Festival. And we're going to talk to Doug about that hopefully soon. So that's cool.
Okay.
The thing he's doing with Fits in the Tantrums. It was right there. And I was like, nope.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Fits is like the lead thing there, and a whole bunch of other bands. So that's in South Bend, I think, in sometime soon. I don't remember when. I think April. Don't come to this podcast for accurate information.
All right. Google check everything we say.
That's right. Or just ignore it and just assume I'm wrong, because that's what my wife does. So it's all good. No. So I have 13-year-old twins, which is ridiculous. Right. And I know I just, I just saw your kid who's way, way older than he ever should be.
Almost 16.
Right. That's crazy.
I know. Crazy. Taking driver's ed this summer.
Wow.
And you know, that I always thought bringing home a baby and having to, you know, keep this little human alive was scary. But no, what's scarier is realizing you have to teach them to drive, which was one of the most dangerous things they're ever going to do. And so you got to do this right.
Right.
It's like, I had never put that much thought into it until now we've got to do it.
Wow. Yeah. So I didn't even think about that. And I got to do it like twice at the same time.
Two fun. Insurances for teenagers at the same time.
Yeah, I think they're going to walk. I think they're going to walk places. That's what's going to happen. So
one can be the driver. You say, okay, you make them flip a coin. Okay, whoever gets it is the one who gets to learn to drive.
Right. One of you is just like a minute older. So, you know, maybe Jonah should drive. But, you know, they're so completely different. It's absurd. Like, which I mean, they're. Not the same person, even though they're twins, but like, you know, I think Jonah would be, I don't know. I feel like Jonah will be a very safe driver, and Carrie will be easily distracted. I think is what will happen. That's what will happen, because Carrie's easily distracted all the time now. So obviously, wonder where she gets that like 5 million tangents on this half hour show or whatever it's been. So anyways, so that's kind of what we're going to do. We're just going to kind of talk to people I find interesting and who maybe have something to talk about and promote, or just make fun of Sprout for another little while. All right. One of the things
we need to have Jill as a co-host so we can make fun of Paul.
No, she's busy. She can't make it. Sorry. She's
got... Are you sure? I'll text her right now.
Actually, she's literally not here right now because she's at band practice for church. But yeah, but no, that would be fun. We could do that. Sure. That's fine. Yeah. I'm just trying to bring it back just because it was fun. It was kind of a creative outlet for me. So, you know, whatever. One of the things that we're going to do this time is, and this is going to be difficult. This is like our little assignment every week or 2 weeks, whenever we do this. I asked you to bring a song, right? And I wanted to kind of talk about that song and kind of just, the idea is to kind of like, I guess, share our thoughts or whatever. And then I'm going to have the children, my children, not just random children off the street, my children, listen to those songs probably for the first time or one of the first times, because you know most of what we're picking isn't going to be like super radio hits, but in this case it kind of is. The song that I picked it just because it's been in my head for like days on end, and it happens to do that, and I think it's really smart lyrically. Quick, though, name three other Harvey Danger songs. Go. Oh.
I was actually thinking about that when you mentioned this song, and I was like, they were kind of a one-hit wonder, weren't they?
They were, but I imagine that'll be a repeat repeat topic here on this. I went almost went with Ice Ice Baby this time, but I'm like, no, we're gonna save that one. We can't just jump right into Ice Ice Baby. You gotta Where Have All the Merrymakers Gone is the name of this album. It's Harvey Danger from 1997.
Really? Seven.
Yeah, I'm busting out radio voice. Did you hear that? From 1997. News and weather on the hour. No. This is Flagpole Sitta, and it's gonna sound probably like nothing, but maybe like this. The new rock alternative. We don't want to play this. I was just listening to the song, and as I was listening to it, I was kind of looking through Spotify, and they came out with a song an album in 2009. Sorry. Okay. So it was like 97, 2000, 06, and 09. And then now they're just kind of gone. And they came out with a song in 10 called The Show Must Not Go On that has a whole whopping 2069 listens on Spotify.
I believe one of the members of Harvey Danger passed away.
Really?
Yes. So that may be why they aren't putting out music anymore.
Again,
but Google. They didn't put out a whole lot to begin with.
Google's your best friend. I don't know on that one. I have no idea. Oh, Google's trying to help me. my phone. Like, yeah, that song has 69,239,339 listens. Number two has 1,240. I can't read numbers. I'm sorry. So I like that song. That song is like the 90s for me right there, because like it's all this angst and it's all just loud, and it's still lyrically one of my favorite things is like, yeah, I'm gonna have to pull up the lyrics now because I already forget them.
Thinking that song was older, I was thinking that was like 93, 94 ish. So I'm surprised that it's several years older or several years younger than I thought.
Yeah, 97. Is what that says, I think. Let's see. Yeah, release date was July 29th, 1997.
Yeah, the whole reference to zines, because that was, you know, a thing in kind of the early 90s.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I've been around the world and found that only stupid people are breeding. The Cretans clothing and feeding, and I don't even own a TV. That whole, like, second verse of that song is just so tight, especially, like, the put me in the hospital for a nurse and they had to commit me. You told them all it was crazy. They cut off my legs. Now I'm an amputee. And then the rest of it. I don't know. I like the part. That's the part that's been in my head this whole time, because of the people that I work and deal with every day. The customers. The customers, not the people. Just to be clear. But anyways, all right. So that's kind of the flow of this nonsense, I guess. Oh, and
well, anyway, real quick, the bassist and songwriter for Harvey Danger died in 2016.
Oh.
Looks all like right. So there you go.
There I go. RIP that guy, I suppose. I don't know. I shouldn't. you didn't tell me the guy's name. I don't know. Harvey Danger. That's fine.
Do you want me to tell you his name?
I'm so, yeah. You tell me his name.
Well, now I got to back up. Aaron Huffman.
RIP Aaron Huffman. And I'm sorry that I made fun of your band. So, yeah. So that's kind of how this whole silliness is going to go on a weekly, bi-weekly, daily, not daily basis, whatever. And yeah, so let's end it like this though. What gives you hope at this point in your life, other than doing this podcast bi-weekly?
Well, this podcast,
like, I hope it goes away.
Look at the world around us.
What else is there?
I don't know.
See, I told you wouldn't know the answer. Ask me the question.
You're right. I'm not always good with on-the-fly questions like that. So what gives you hope? I'll just throw it back at you.
This podcast.
It's going to change the world, man.
Yes. Yes, it is. No, you know what honestly gives me hope at this point in my life is I don't even... Like, this wouldn't have been an answer a month ago, but just like the folks who, like, the people of, like, the Ukrainian people who are standing up to these Russian people, because it's like they're not giving up, and, you know, faced with whatever obstacle they're faced with, you know, that's inspiring to me. It's sad and it's stupid and it's ridiculous. That's just inspiring to me. And yeah, and I guess. No, never mind. But yeah, that's what I'll go with for today. That's what's giving me hope today. That, and there's a book called Sext, S-E-C-T-S, Love and Rock and Roll, that I'm reading right now. It's about Christian rock in the 90s, and it's phenomenal. It doesn't really give me hope, but I am going to plug it whenever I can. So that's what I'm doing. Yeah. And the author has a new book. It's called Dancing About Architecture is a Reasonable Thing to Do, or something like that. So he's a music critic, and it's a really good book. So read it. There you go. See any like movies, things, anything you want to promote, anything you want to lift up as we end the show?
The movie theaters are open, I guess, aren't they?
They are. Wow. Yes, they are.
I've been to several concerts, so, you know, okay. I guess I didn't know that the movie theaters are open, but that's one place I have not been in several years.
Yeah.
Is a movie theater.
Yeah, we just normally see like the Marvel stuff, and we saw the Batman, which was fantastic, but, you know.
Jeff's taken the kids to, I think, the Spider-Man and the Marvels, and I think they went to see James Bond.
Nice.
So they've gone. I just have not.
Yeah.
So they go when I'm at work to see stuff that I don't care about.
Sure.
And letting him home and watch Encanto on my iPad. And
for the 4,000th
time. For like the 20th time.
Right. Sure. Why not? Have you seen, again, tangent. This is like supposed to be a 15 minute, you know, or like an hour four. Have you seen Turning Red?
Yes.
On Disney Plus?
We actually, Lucian and I just watched that a few days ago.
Yeah. What were your thoughts on that movie?
That was a lot different.
It was a lot. You're right.
I liked it. I think it's definitely more obviously a girl movie.
Yep.
But I did like it.
Okay.
So, but you know, there's things that for younger kids may lead to questions that, you know, some parents may be, you know, questioning, or, you know, not that the parents may feel weird answering when, you know, when the little girl goes crazy and the mom brings in the pads, and, you know,
yeah.
That's something that for, you know, teenagers, it's not a, you know, awkward, I guess it's always an awkward conversation. Anything to do with bodies when you've got teenagers is an awkward conversation. But.
Right.
But I, you know, I've seen some criticism of it because of that, because it's a Disney movie, and it's like, well, you know, kids watch Disney when they're teenagers and are going through stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was a good representation of how teenagers feel, because, you know, you get that, well, like you're talking about the angst,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the 90s when we were in our teens and early 20s, and how sometimes you do feel out of control.
Yeah, no, I just kind of wondered, like, I obviously I'm not the target market for it, but I was kind of bored the entire time. Yeah. And what was I going to say? I was going to say something. Oh,
I don't think I would watch it again.
Right. That's fair.
But, you know.
Yeah, you know, Carrie's been going through this whole, like, she's in a play, and like yesterday she has like a solo, and so she kind of got freaked out and kind of left the auditorium because she got freaked out because people were looking at her. It's a whole thing. Yeah, so I was really hoping that, like, that would be like, okay, positivity and, like, you know, positive body image, positive, I'm gonna rule the world. And she didn't like the movie. I was like, come on. Here is my little subtle chance, but no. That's my life. That is my life.
Life of teenagers.
It's crazy. All right. Anyways, thank you for doing this. I think next week-ish, 2 weeks? I don't know. We're going to have Justin Courtney on. Justin, his first episode was a very serious one about... you know, coming out as gay and like the Christian community and all that. So we're not going to talk about that much. So anyway, Justin's going to be on. We're going to talk about another song. So choose another song. All right. Well, thanks for doing this. I appreciate you, and I will figure out the next episode here soon, and you'll have something to do that day, I'm sure, because you don't want to do it, but it's all right. It's not a problem.
Well, it's life with teenagers. You know how it is.
Right. It's a good constant excuse.
Running to activities.
I know. I understand. So this will probably be the most sporadically produced and released podcast in the world, but hey, whatever. It's fun. All right. Well, thank you again for doing this. I'm going to let you go so you can go about your life. All right. So again, thanks for doing this. I will talk to you next week or something, probably before that, but
I'm sure you'll send me a Facebook message.
Probably. All right. I will talk to you, Sprout. Have a good night.
All right. Bye.